Nobody is born a rock star. Making the big time is a matter of practice, commitment, and no small amount of good luck. But in Brattleboro, an annual youth rock festival is trying to help aspiring artists by giving teenage musicians a place to come together, learn a little bit, and rock out. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
This is the third year organizers have held the event in Brattleboro, and they call it Brat Rock. Listening to the Starving Musicians Fund. They're a five-piece rock funk band from Ipswich, Massachusetts. They're all teenagers, and they were just one of the 16 bands and solo acts that played on two stages during the all-day festival. Clyde Schultz is 16, and he plays guitar and sings in the band. When you're a teenager and you want to play live music, there are only so many places you can play. So Schultz says the band was more than psyched to load their equipment in the car and drive 2.5 hours to Brattleboro to play for free.
I think what's special about rock and roll is live performance, definitely. It's about connecting with people in the audience, you know, all being in one place at one time making music. That's kind of what I think mostly comes out of rock and roll, at least the type of stuff we play, you know.
Brat Rock was started by Jamie Scanlon, who got the idea a few years ago when her daughter's band signed up in a competitive Battle of the Bands contest. Scanlon says the kids were stressed out the whole time leading up to the gig. At the show, everyone was sizing each other up, and at the end of the night, there were winners and losers. She says the whole thing was kind of a drag.
And I thought, you know, it would be so awesome just to have a non-competitive event that was just like that, not a battle, but just a chance for them to get together and perform and appreciate each other and cheer each other on as opposed to, you know, trying to win something.
In the first year of Brat Rock, there were mostly local bands from Brattleboro and from nearby Keene, New Hampshire. This year, bands were invited from Boston and from Rhode Island, as well as from Western Massachusetts and Vermont. The all-day event starts with a series of workshops the artists can choose from. Local professional musicians from southern Vermont hold classes on things like songwriting, sound, and how to promote your shows and music.
And so we have a YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and we make videos. I don't think we have anything else.
Okay, what's the name of your band?
Future Fable.
Future Fable.
Oh, we also have merch, new merch.
Merch! There's another thing that we haven't talked about yet. Merch.
We're working on shirts and we make
This is the second time Faris Croteau has come to Brat Rock. Croteau is 18, and last year he came up from his hometown of Hatfield, Massachusetts, just to watch. He says Brat Rock inspired him to get a little more serious about the music he was playing. And so he got some friends together, worked up a set, and today is their first gig.
Brat Rock is amazing, and I am very glad that we are a part of it. This is our first show. Woo!
The music kicked off at 5, and there was plenty of good old-fashioned teenage rock and roll. But there were also folk singers, arty techno music, and all-female, politically-focused bands. This is Dilemma, who played solo bass guitar and challenged the crowd with her lyrics. This is definitely not your grandmother's teen pop. Brat Rock, just by its definition, features emerging artists who are just finding their sound. The founder of Brat Rock says most of these kids will only play Brat Rock for a year or two. They'll eventually move on to college or leave the area. Some will continue playing music, and some won't. but she doesn't foresee having any trouble finding other young musicians to fill the stages in the future. Rock and roll, she says, isn't going anywhere.
Take me to my throne.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.